Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, the only night shift sports radio host who walks around with his tennis shoes untied on purpose, Jay Binkley.
Thank you very much, Julio. You yourself do not have your shoes tied tonight on purpose.
It's true. But they're boots, not tennis shoes.
But you didn't want to add that in.
This is all about you, Jay. It's not about me.
I told you. I leave them untied a lot. Now, if I'm doing a lot of stuff, I tie them. Like, if you're helping somebody move, something like that, you want to tie them. You don't want to trip over them.
How often is that, Jay? Almost never, right?
Not very often.
Let's be real.
Let me crack this bang open. I need some bang. Big show. We got Stockyards Brewing coming in for the Two Guys in a Brewery segment at 7:30. We have a different local brewer in each and every week. Stockyards Brewing, cannot wait to have them as Jason Nivens from 989 The Rock joins me there. Bill Moss once told me a story. We were out on a remote at Llewellyn's, and he came on one time and we started talking about shoes and being untied. And a lot of listeners can probably relate. And he says if you tie your shoes on the side, so look down at your tennis shoes right now, and if your shoes are tied over on the side, need to hit the gym. Need to lose some weight. You need to lose some weight because skinny guys will have it tied right in the middle. But the heavier set gentlemen will have it tied over on the side. It's just easier for them to reach.
You got to compensate for the gut.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Got to make that adjustment.
So your shoes are tied on the side. You leave them untied and nobody can judge. Judge-free zone. Judge-free zone.
Is this Planet Fitness now?
I don't like to be judged.
What
yeah,
we're
it's
doing?
Fine. It's fine. I don't like to be judged. So, but you're fine. You're in great shape. So you can tie them however you want.
I'm just lazy.
Okay, I digress. Last Friday, Julio and I went out to Transport Brewery. That's been in the brewery segment. They opened up out on Johnson Drive. Their grand openings this weekend. It's funny because they named one of their beers One Tweet Stout because we always talk about one tweet. One tweet is sometimes all it takes. They have One Tweet Stout.
It's the beautiful marketing on their part. It is a beautiful venue, by the way. It's definitely a must do.
It is. So Stockyards Brewing in here. It's 7:30. I talked to Kent Swanson. We talked draft, as I've been talking draft each and every night, as the promo said. I do love my football. I love it a lot, to be honest with you, and I mean a whole lot. Go to 610sports.com. I have broken down some of the top corners in a separate post, some of the top safeties in a separate post, and tight ends was today. So Wednesday was corners. Thursday was safeties. Today I looked at tight ends in the draft. And a lot of these aren't pipe dreams, even though there's a greedy Williams in there who's not going to fall to the Chiefs unless something drastic happens at the combine. But it's pretty deep at safety where you can get good safeties in the second, third round. Chiefs have two picks in the second round. Corners as well. First corner is not going to fall off to about the 20th in the draft. It's a little bit different draft this year. With corners, it's deeper. And tight end is just ridiculous this year. And two of them from Iowa in Hawkinson and Noah Fant. So check that out. Kent Swanson joins me. He was at the Senior Bowl to go over some of my list and also talk about some of the Chiefs' alleged coaching hires that at this point are nothing more than rumors. But if you go to 610sports.com, I've got that detailed as well, and we'll get to that. The big thing was Brett Veach talked to the media this week, and it goes along with a survey we had on 610 Sports at 610 Sports KC on Twitter. And survey says, drum roll. No, don't worry about drum roll.
Sure.
No, I don't know. Do you have a drum roll ready? If you have a drum roll,
I don't.
Okay.
I can make the sound. It's not going to be good, though.
From you, drum roll, please.
That's not, yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Really. No, that was bad.
Do you have better
terrible
one?
Radio.
Do you have a better drum roll?
It's going to take me a minute, Bink. Not going to happen. Right. And I'm just lazy again. We've discussed this already.
I thought I had one, but I don't. No big deal. Move on. But anyway, we had a poll out on 610 Sports, at 610 Sports KC. And the question was, would you be all right with the Chiefs re-signing Kareem Hunt? 4,567 people have taken part in this vote. There are 13 hours left where you can still go to at 610 Sports KC and vote in this poll. Have you seen this poll, Julio? Because I want to ask you where you think Chiefs fans, if you've seen the poll, then don't answer. If you haven't seen it, then I want an answer.
I have not.
Okay. Where do you think most Chiefs fans side when I say yes or no with your only answers? Would you be all right with the Chiefs re-signing Kareem Hunt? What do you think the poll says?
I would lean towards them signing him back. Yeah.
You're 100% right. 71% said yes. 29% said no.
I'm not surprised by that.
That is a landslide. I'm not surprised about it either. The reason is Brett Veach kind of, in a way, opened up that can of worms. Well, he didn't open up a can of worms. He was asked to open up that can of worms when he talked about Kareem Hunt. Would he consider bringing him back? And I find it interesting that he was asked this question. And I think it's a good question. It came kind of towards, he talked for like 27 minutes. I mean, he talked for quite a while. That's a long time for anybody in the Chiefs front office or coach to talk. Because Andy Reid's usually 5 or 6 minutes, something like that. Here was his response to the question, would you ever bring Kareem Hunt back? Because Matt Nagy has called him for the Bears, right? He's still on the exempt list. And when he signs, he's still going to be on the exempt list too. Probably not be able to play till week 10 or 11. Here's what he responded when asked, would he bring Kareem Hunt back?
Look, with Kareem, I think right now, I think as an organization, in regards to Kareem, our whole thing is, you know, look, this deal with him and releasing him just happened a few months ago, and I think that's probably him playing for the Chiefs is on the back burner. You know, our focus and our, you know, hopes with Kareem is that he just is able to take the steps necessary to get his life in order and to do the right things. And, you know, I think, again, when you talk about Kareem, I think our focus on Kareem is making sure that you know, he's getting the help he needs and he gets his life straight first. And, you know, everything else after that, you know, is not as important. Just making sure that, you know, he and his family are in a good place and they're working to get better every day.
Good answer by Brett Veach. Kind of an uncomfortable situation to be thrown into. I thought he handled it well. He did tap dance a little bit like Fred Astaire there for a while. But then there was a follow-up question. The follow-up question was, if Kareem changes. So the first question is, would you bring Kareem Hunt back? But he goes further because I thought the follow-up question was very good. If Kareem Hunt changes, if he does the things that you want him to do, if he shows you signs, then would you bring him back? It's an entirely different question.
Yeah, I mean, I don't ever like to speak in definitive terms on anybody. I think that, again, this is, you know, talking about something that was just 2 months ago. So, I mean, there's always scenarios down the line and guys that have done everything asked of them through the league and through all these, you know, steps of rehabilitation. You know, that sort of thing. But again, that's something that hasn't been discussed here or something that we're not thinking about when you know, we're in touch with Kareem, which we have been in regards to our guys talking to his representation and our coaches reaching out to Kareem. It is solely about just Kareem making sure that, you know, he has his life on track and football and Kareem is the first thing from our mind right now.
How have those updates been? Is he doing all right?
Yeah, they've been going good. And, you know, he's in the process of taking the steps and doing the things he needs to do. And again, this is a long-term deal here. So, you know, it's only been a few months, but, you know, all the interaction we've had is that he started that process. Again, he has a long way to go. But, you know, we just hope that, you know, he takes those steps needed and whatever we can do from a personal standpoint, we wanted him to know that we'll always be there for him.
So that's cool. That's cool. That just didn't kick him out the door. You're on your way, Kareem Hunt, just go. It shows the Chiefs do have some interest in as a person first. Which, when you hear that kind of stuff, that's what you want to hear. I mean, that's kind of what the Royals' philosophy is. They always look after the individual. And the Chiefs have seen this before. They've seen these incidents before, and they've seen resurrection.
Well, I mean, you look at Tyreek Hill. I mean, and that's why I thought that, you know, Chiefs fans would be okay with re-signing him because we kind of – it's not the exact same scenario, but it's pretty similar, so that the ice has been broken. But can I just say how refreshing it is to finally have a GM in the Chiefs organization that isn't short, that is okay with giving us information, right? That gives us something to think about and is open and gives us some visibility into what goes on in the front office, some of the decisions they make, why they make those decisions. As a fan, I appreciate that much, much more than trying to hold everything close to the vest.
Let's face it. He could have sidestepped it and said, I only talk about people on this team.
No comment.
Or I only talk about people on this team. Yeah. You've seen that used a bunch, Julio. I only talk about the people that are on this roster. He was not. He could have sides. He paused there for a second to kind of think of his thoughts. But, you know, it's what the Chiefs are about. You know, once you better as a person, can you show? You can. So I wouldn't close the door. Obviously, there was a huge interest in Kareem Hunt with the Chiefs. Drafting this guy in the third round out of Toledo leads the NFL in rushing. I think there is something. I'm for it. That's where I stand. I mean, if you're listening to the show, you understand I'm for second chances. Because I do believe you have a better chance to change your life. Listen, there are people in prison that could still be good citizens right now. They made a mistake. They've been reformed. People can change who they are. Well, I'm sure you're a much different person than when you were 18 years old.
Well, yeah, and I find when you give people leeway, and especially, you know, with me being in a managerial role, I deal a lot with the situation where people make mistakes, and I find that, you know, when they make mistakes and you're understanding, as long as it's corrected and it's not repeated, people tend to give you more back because they know you're giving them a second chance, and it'll be even more devoted to, you know, to this team and to what they're trying to accomplish and go down the right path because it is a second chance. And hopefully that's something you understand. So I'm all for them signing, re-signing him.
Me too. I'm for it. And like I've always said, if you go out into the world and you go work for another company. Now, a lot of Fortune 500 companies have, you know, steps and plans, and you can see accounts or you can do all this. In my opinion, there's no better way to turn yourself around than an NFL team. They provide you the best. They provide you the best counseling, the best opportunity to talk to people. Not only that, they give you an opportunity to talk to real leaders in that locker room, inspirational guys. You think Tyreek Hill coming in and Justin, I don't know the, you know, who helped him out or who, but sitting down with the Justin Houston or sitting down with an Eric Berry. Can you imagine the value in that? Or Alex Smith, somebody like that. You come back and Patrick Mahomes sits down with you. I could see Patrick Mahomes, who's assumed that leadership role. Again, you get peers that have your back in a locker room. It's like a bond. And then you have the resources available to NFL teams. Myself, I give him another chance, and I bring him back. If he's shown attrition, if he's shown he wants to take the right steps, I'm all about it because that's just, well, it's just how I roll. Coming up next, the Chiefs. There's been some rumors of some hirings. I think they got this right. You should be excited about this defensive staff if reports are true, and it looks like they probably are true. That plus Brett Veach spoke on a lot of other stuff, including Dee Ford's contract and what they're going to do with Chris Jones and Tyreek Hill. We get to that next. There is absolutely no offseason. We've got a lot of stuff to do. We've got the combine. We got free agency. We got the NFL draft. We have OTAs. We have training camp. No. It doesn't stop now. We are full speed ahead, 610 Sports Radio on Chiefs coverage. I've been doing draft stuff every night. Again, go to 610sports.com. Detailed three different positions, corners, safeties, and tight ends, and I've just got started. Mocks will come out as soon as the combine. Then there will be a mock per week until I get to 6-0, 7-0, 8-0, whatever it shall be. But I mock when I mock because I choose to mock. There's a time for mocking, and there's a time for not mocking, and usually I find a time to mock.
You have entirely too much time on your hands, sir.
This is not true, but I make the time. From the 816 on the Protein House E with the Purpose text line, Veach is feeling out the fan base and media. That's why he said it. Maybe so. Oftentimes, that's what people in the front office do. They'll float something out there, get the public sentiment of it. And not public sentiment, but the public sentiment of it. I don't know what sentiment has to do with anything, but they'll look and, you know, there's 4,357 people voting in a poll from a sports radio station that said, bring him back. And again, it's can you play football or not? I think that's what it comes down to. But the Chiefs are making some moves. This also detailed at 610sports.com. Matt House looks like could be the linebacker coach. Per reports, Field Yates says, source, the Chiefs are expected to hire University of Kentucky defensive coordinator Matt House as their linebacker coach. First of all, this gets me relatively excited. Level of excitement? Pretty damn excited. He's a guy that some considered maybe a candidate for the defensive coordinator job at the Kansas City Chiefs. I know Craig Stout that comes on this program that works for arrowheadpride.com that details every or charts every single defensive play of the Kansas City Chiefs actually mentioned him. He's had stints with the University of Pittsburgh and Florida International before getting to Kentucky. Now, get this. Spent 3 years at Pitt before heading to Florida International, coaching the secondary his first season. This from the bio of the University of Kentucky before being promoted to defensive coordinator. During those 2 years, House helped guide the Panthers, Pittsburgh, to the 2013 Little Caesars Pizza Bowl. Huge accomplishment. That Little Caesars Pizza Bowl is like, that's when you've risen to the top, Julio. It's not the Rose Bowl. It's the Little Caesars Bowl. I get it, but it's still an accomplishment. Don't laugh at it.
I'm laughing.
In the 2015 Armed Forces Bowl, under House, Pittsburgh's defensive tackle, Aaron Donald, was drafted 13th overall, so he kind of knows what he is doing. Obviously, Aaron Donald's a defensive lineman. This year, Kentucky finished 6th in the nation in the scoring defense. Pretty good for a basketball school that everybody snickered at, that they can't play football. Kentucky could play some football this year. 23rd in total defense in the nation out of 129 teams. Number 2 in the SEC in scoring defense, 4th in total defense. Matt House is his name. Now, I was asked this question today by a big Chiefs fan. They said, well, why would a defensive coordinator come and be the linebackers coach for the Kansas City Chiefs? Isn't that a step down? Not really. You're going from the college ranks up to the NFL. And you're going to a team that's on the cusp of winning a ring. And you're going to work for Steve Spagnuolo, who, let's face it, he was with Spags in St. Louis, defensive quality control, so maybe he felt like he owed it to him. But again, paychecks can be pretty big in the NFL. Paychecks don't – coaching staff, as I've always said, there's no salary cap on coaching staffs. Now, if this is true, this is a real improvement from the Kansas City Chiefs. And I know people were fans of Mike Smith, the outside linebacker coach that turned around D. Ford, who went to Green Bay, and Mark DeLeon, who was the inside linebacker coach, who went to the Bears. Matt House is a name I really like. He held Missouri to zero. Missouri was a hot football team last year that could have been a 10-win team. A Missouri team that went down and spanked the University of Florida on homecoming, on their own turf, destroyed them. He held Missouri to zero first downs in the second half. Guy could coach some defense. And if he's not even your defensive coordinator, and he's the guy just coaching your linebackers, maybe he's in line to be defensive coordinator once Spags leaves. I don't know, but it's a big name. And according to Field Yates, I got really excited about this, so excited about it, I hit the 610sports.com and made a post. If I do that,
of course you did.
If I do that, that means I'm relatively aroused.
Get a little happy, huh? Well, I mean, if he wants to establish himself in the NFL, that's coming in at that level.
And he's been an NFL guy before.
Right, but I mean, good for him. And I'm happy to have him too. I'm not as sports horny about it as you, but
I'm excited. Oh, I am. Steven Serta was as well. You know, he gets here.
You two are still getting married.
Couple geeks. Dave Merritt's also been rumored to come to the Kansas City Chiefs. He's a secondary coach from Arizona. Secondary and safeties coach there. They're number 4 in secondary last year. The Arizona Cardinals were. There was a list. He was put on a list where the Jaguars were going to move him. He's a former linebacker. We're going to move him to defensive line coach. Again, a lot of these guys move positions. Andy Reid, former offensive line coach, they move positions. Just because you didn't play a certain position in the NFL doesn't mean you can't coach a certain position. We've seen tight end coach be offensive line coaches. Heck, Andy Reid once took Castillo, his offensive line coach, and made him defensive coordinator, which seems a little wild. But Spags putting a pretty good staff together. The Chiefs haven't officially announced it yet. I assume they want to do probably one big release. hey, we've hired Matt House as linebackers coach. Boom, Merritt is going to be our secondary coach. I assume this is what they want to do. But I'll say this. This is good. This means there's changes, and these are some big names. Matt House is a big name in football, especially on defense, and he would come in as a position coach. Yes, sign me up for that. Chiefs need improvement. They need toughness. Guy comes out of the SEC. Guy held Missouri to zero first downs in the second half. Sign me up for Matt House any day of the week as a position coach. Now, is it a step down from being a defensive coordinator in the SEC? Maybe. Depends on how you look
maybe,
at things.
Maybe not.
Now, if he's getting paid more, again, no salary cap when it comes to coaches.
Well, and it's good to see Spags bringing in other coaches that have had success. He's not just bringing in yes men. He's bringing in other guys that can bring in their own ideals into this situation. I mean,
he could be elevated too. He might not be linebackers coach. Linebackers an assistant head coach. I mean, you don't know. He might get an extra title. The Chiefs again haven't officially put this out there, so he could have a different title.
The bar's been set pretty low. So I mean.
Well, the bar has been set low. I mean, this defense isn't going anywhere. I'm actually excited about it. This is the one thing that I think held the Chiefs out of the Super Bowl.
For sure.
And I'm looking at now, there's no guarantees of Barry coming back or Houston, but impact players for this team will be on the team next year. And not only that, find a way, and I know Hitchens was fifth in the NFL in tackles. It didn't seem like it, though, because he seemed out of place a lot and missed some tackles. But I feel that this will help get him back to the level he was at in Dallas, because he was very effective at Dallas. This guy was one of the leading tacklers in the Big Ten when he was at Iowa.
Yeah.
Better system for him, being that inside linebacker in a 4-3. So it is little moves like this that gets me to that excitement level. So when I see that Field Yates put this out, ArrowheadPride.com has a story about it as well. As a matter of fact, they have a quote in here from Craig Stout. This is from Craig Stout that joins this program, just joined us on Wednesday. He had said this about him. This is back when he was putting him as a candidate to replace Bob Sutton. He says, a lesser-known name, but an up-and-coming coaching name. House has been the defensive coordinator at Kentucky for the last 2 years, transforming that defense into a top 20-ranked national defense. House has a diverse background, coaching defensive line, linebackers, and defensive backs at the collegiate and NFL levels, helped develop Aaron Donald, and looks to have developed a pass rusher in Josh Allen, who's going to be a top 2 to 3 pick in the NFL draft this year, the edge rusher from Kentucky. So his ability to run multiple fronts, got head coaching consideration this offseason at the collegiate level. Reed has shown a propensity to borrow from the collegiate level with his play calls and scheme, and the rest of the NFL is following suit. So progressive hire, yes, indeed, a good hire. If it is a hire, and I know we're on speculation by reports, but I haven't seen any of these be wrong at this point. So, yeah, he still is on the Kentucky website, though, because I looked up the bio. They haven't pulled that yet because I was able to use that. But coming up next, Sports Illustrated picks the next dynasty in the National Football League, and I think you'll be thrilled to hear who they've picked. We'll talk about that next. Reminding you Thursday.
Valentine's Day. You laughing because you don't have plans?
Yeah, I didn't know. I don't have plans.
Why don't you treat yourself?
My plans are beer, maybe a steak, some more beer.
So you are treating yourself is what you're saying.
Absolutely, Julio. If I don't do it, who will?
True story, my friend. True story.
We had a topic the other night on Wednesday when Nick was producing the operation. Sho and Vern had a topic on best places to take a first date, sporting event-wise. And we came down to baseball because you can have a conversation, the pace of play, the time in between pitches, between innings. Football, you're intense. You're wrapped up. You get way too, I mean, a guy like me gets way too involved in the game. Way too involved. See, bad idea for a date.
Well,
see, we deducted that baseball was the, I know you heard the segment, you had your thoughts on it, but real quickly, what were your thoughts before I move on?
Well, the caveat to the whole football game thing is if you're tailgating beforehand and you get out there early, I think it's acceptable. Because then you start getting
it's true.
Party on, you start getting some drinks in you, and then it you know, relaxes the mood, kind of loosen up a little bit. Then I think it's okay. You can't just walk into a football game, into a Chiefs game, just straight from the car into the game. It's got to be the tailgate situation. Otherwise, I would completely agree with you. Baseball also, I think hockey would be fun because I know they talked about
girls like hockey.
Predators.
Girls like hockey.
Yeah, it's got to be a somewhat quiet game. Can't be even like an NBA game. Can't do that.
I still think it's a good idea. I think it's come around. I think so. You know, there for a while, the Royals weren't probably a date idea. Now it is.
Now people
want to go to the ball game. Sports Illustrated, Money Moon, and quarterback. Who will win the next five Super Bowls? The extra panel of experts. Who they think it'll be? Name the five from here on out, and guess who had the most? Which team is considered the dynasty in the National Football League? Well, that would be your Kansas City Chiefs. Of the 10 voters, not only do 8 expect the Chiefs to win a Super Bowl, but 6 out of 10 actually have them down for multiple Super Bowls. The Patriots came in 2nd, despite Tom Brady going to be 42 years old. So there you go, the Kansas City Chiefs. 6 of the 10 voters had not only once, but 2 Super Bowls in the next 5 years. Had I done this, I would have done the same thing. I would have had at least 2 Super Bowls in the next 5 years. Am I crazy? Don't answer that. But I do believe in the direction they're going. As I talked about with Spagnuolo coming in here, changing defensive philosophy, bringing a guy like Matt House in, completely thrills me. The fact that you can spend 2 drafts essentially on making that side of the ball, the defensive side of the ball, better, which I do believe 2 of the first 3 picks, 1 in the first round, 2 in the second, will be spent on defense, and it could be a situation where all 3 are selected on the defensive side of the ball before you transition from the 3rd, no 4th round pick because of the Ragland deal to Buffalo. A year or so ago, you are going to get a 6th compensatory pick. So 8 picks in all, you'll get another 6th rounder because losing Benny Logan. So I do think that in the mid rounds, they'll hit defense, maybe a tight end. I don't know. Maybe they go tight end early. Maybe they see the value in that. Their tight end, Travis Kelce, had 103 catches this year. Andy Reid truly values multiple tight end sets. And to have an extra tight end that can block and catch could be an attraction to give Pat Mahomes yet another weapon. If Travis Kelce is going to be bracketed, especially when you get to the playoffs in a situation where Travis Kelce was a non-factor in the AFC Championship game, hey, option B at the tight end position, Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce were limited to 4 catches. So, yes, the more offensive weapons you can have, it is not a crazy notion, even though I'm of a philosophy that you draft defense with the first 3 picks. But I did find it interesting that 2 of the voters had multiple Super Bowls for the Chiefs, and I just can't argue that. You have the MVP at quarterback. You've got a dynamic playmaker in Tyreek Hill. The running game doesn't matter. Well, if you bring Kareem Hunt back, that's great. It's a bonus. That's a cherry on top. But I feel Damien Williams can do what Andy Reid wants a running back to do. Catch the ball, be able to run the ball effectively, be a staple for Patrick Mahomes, being kind of his safety outlet, which we saw Damien Williams really become. So I am excited about that. But, yeah, I thought I saw that, and I was like, okay, dynasty? Can we talk dynasty?
It's a little early for that, I think, but the potential is there.
But are the Chiefs on the right path? I mean, look what Andy Reid's done since he's been here. He's made this a perennial playoff team, making the playoffs every year but 1. But he finished 9-7. He turned a team around that went 2-14 to a team that went 9-0 the next season. Now, he took a step by beating the Colts in the playoffs. Chiefs took a major step by going to the AFC Championship game, playing against the Patriots team that won the Super Bowl, and Belichick was a master at that first half against the Chiefs. Again, the first, second, sixth scoring offense in the NFL were limited to 10 points in the postseason by Belichick, who reverted to playing defense and running the football. He ran for over 150 yards on average all 3 games in the postseason. It was reverting back to old school football. It wasn't the offenses that won the Super Bowl. It was about defense and running the football. We talked all season long about how the pass is everything. Well, Belichick won the Super Bowl by running the football and playing defense.
Well, you got to be able to do both. I think that's where Bill Belichick is. That's where he excels at is when they need to score, they can put points up on the board like anyone else. But when it comes time for the defense to step up, or they have to switch their game plan up to more of a defensive style, run the ball. They're able to do that exceptionally well. And that's the difference between them and someone like the Chiefs, who just are not able to flip the switch the way that the Patriots were.
But who's going to be that team? I'm looking at the AFC. Brady, I keep saying he can't do this forever. He can't do this forever. He's 41, going to be 42. And eventually those dynasties do crumble. I mean, they start to crack at the seams a little. And Gronk, maybe Gronk heads off into the sunset. Not sure. He started to kind of fade and dissipate as the season wore on, but then became alive for him in the postseason.
I think he's going to retire.
I think he is too. The Colts with 11 picks in one of the best offensive lines in football.
That's my pick.
Or a team that's not going anywhere. Deshaun Watson's not going anywhere with the Houston Texans. Combining a great playmaker with the defense. I don't think they're going anywhere. But I think Pittsburgh is taking a step back. As Juju Smith-Schuster said, they need to play more football and not be the Kardashians. Be more football team than Kardashians.
That's spot on.
Because there's so much drama with Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown and Big Ben. You never know if he's going to retire or not. But the Chiefs are right there. They're already the Super Bowl favorites on Westgate. And other books have them as the second favorite to win the Super Bowl. It means they get high respect, and they should, rightfully so. The Chiefs will be predicted to do well. And you know what? Next year's schedule is, and I know looking at schedules is crazy, but the road games, Broncos, Chargers, Raiders, Bears, Lions, Jags, Patriots, Titans. To be honest with you, only a couple of those really scare me. The Patriots do, the Bears on the road. Chargers don't, because the Chiefs have dominated that team. The Broncos don't. Lions definitely don't. The Jags don't. Patriots, yes. Titans, no.
You don't want to put Cleveland Browns on that list, maybe? Maybe Baltimore?
Well, I think Cleveland, to be honest with you, I think Cleveland's ahead of Baltimore. I actually think Cleveland will win the division next year.
I think Baltimore will regress.
I think Cleveland is on the way up. Yeah. I think Cleveland's on the way up. I like Lamar Jackson a lot, but I don't know if he fits in with what they want to do.
Can maybe throw in the Titans. I think they're all in the same category.
We'll see what Vrabel can do. But I'm just saying, the cream of the crop to me is the Chiefs and the Colts. Agreed. That is the cream of the crop. It's still the Patriots because, you're still the man until you're not the man. Right now, they're the man. Right now, they're the man. Can't doubt them.
Never bet against Tom Brady.
I mean, this team was 3-2 this year at one point. I remember a couple years ago when the Chiefs just hammered it back in 2014. And the questions were, is Brady over the hill? Should they put in Jimmy G?
That was 4 years ago.
I know. And yet they're still going. Yet they're going and winning another Super Bowl. And then you have Sean McVay kissing Belichick's ass before the game, which, to be honest with you, had I known that, everything would have been put on the Patriots. After I heard McVay say, oh, you're the greatest, Bill, and all that. No, you say that after the game. Bill texted you all year and played you, McVay. He texted you after the Vikings game. He wanted to know your secrets because Bill looked at the NFC and thought, who's going to be in the Super Bowl? Who can I befriend? Who will tell me everything? Well, Sean clearly did.
Use that fanboy mentality against him.
Because he held him to 3 points. Are you kidding me? I came across this thing on the Players Tribune. It's a Bo Jackson story. And about how the Kansas City Royals inspired him. I absolutely loved it. Hear from Bo next. And welcome back. Been a little icy this weekend. It stopped you from listening, though. I appreciate that. Had some dicey nights. I mean, some real, real dicey nights. Tonight, you can get out and about. I know school's been canceled. I don't know why they canceled school today. I really don't. I haven't figured that one out yet. I guess side streets were a little rough, but come on, man. Come on. I mentioned Bo Jackson. It's not Bo Jackson. I meant Deion Sanders, another two-sport athlete. Was on the Players Tribune. Remember the great Dick Houser that won the 85 World Series for the Kansas City Royals? He's a former Florida State guy. Listen to Deion Sanders and the story he told about the Kansas City Royals.
The manager of the Kansas City Royals' name was Dick Houser, man. Dick Houser was a Florida State guy. Dick Houser gave me the glove that I wore in high school from one of the guys that played for the Royals. He gave me a brand new baseball. I didn't know how to act. I ain't never had no glove like that. And he told me, he said, son, I shouldn't be telling you this, but I'm going to tell you because I hear you're a good kid. You got a tremendous gift in football. tremendous gift in baseball to the fact that we drafted you. But if I were you, I would go to school and play it, let it play out. Because if you're good enough to get drafted now, you're good enough for us to draft you in another couple of years, another few years. So that's my advice to you. I did it. That's the manager of the Kansas City Royals, the team that drafted me, giving me advice. How could I turn that advice down? Who else is going to speak into my life at that point? My mama is at work. Papa's a rolling stone. Stepdad ain't, he good man, but he's unattached to the athletic side. So it was me, you know, internalizing all these things, saying what decision I need to make. And I made it. I'm going to go to college and roll the dice. I'm going to bet on me. And I did.
So you go, Deion Sanders from the Players Tribune got advice from the great Dick Houser. And Dick said, go to Florida State. He was a Florida State guy, so that's where Deion went to. The Royals drafted Deion Sanders. The Royals have a history of drafting some great NFL players there in Canton. John Elway, Dan Marino, a couple other names have been drafted by the Royals, but drafted the sixth round, 1985 draft, when the Royals were the thing. The Royals were the thing in 1985, were in the playoffs in 84, won the World Series in 1985. The Yankees ended up drafting Deion Sanders in the 30th round of the 1988 Major League Baseball draft because everybody thought he would go and play football. So that's an interesting story there from Deion Sanders to Dick Houser. Kind of took him under his wings and helped the great Deion Sanders. Now, I don't know if we're going to see players like that again. I remember at the Fan Fest, Royals Fan Fest, a couple weeks ago, Bo Jackson, the great Bo Jackson, was there talking about Kyler Murray. And would there be another two-sport athlete? Kyler Murray, by the way, the quarterback at Oklahoma, the Heisman Trophy winner, top 10 pick by the Oakland A's, has decided to go to the NFL Combine. Because, guys, right now the NFL is not all about 6'1", 6'4", quarterbacks. You know, it'll take you 6 foot and under at this point. I mean, look at Baker Mayfield with 6 foot. So I thought that was interesting that Bo Jackson didn't think that guys could do it only because the strength now. These baseball players are rocked up. Baseball players lift weights like all year round. It's different. When Bo Jackson was with the Royals, he was rocked up. He wasn't a weightlifter, but he's just naturally strong. But Bo said to be a two-sport athlete, with guys specializing in things now, it's much tougher. You'd be second string if you try to play both. Now, I'm curious if Kyler Murray will play baseball and football, because that was a lot of fun when Bo was doing it and Deion Sanders, because they could both play at a certain level on both stages. Bo Jackson making the Pro Bowl and making the All-Star game as well. But anyway, I thought that was an interesting story from Deion Sanders and how the Dick Houser recommended he go to Florida State, where he became a couple-time All-American for Coach Bobby Bowden down with the Seminoles, and the rest is history with Deion Sanders. Now, Kyle Brandt from NFL Network, back to the Kansas City Chiefs for a minute. We were talking about their defense, talking about them hiring of Matt House and Steve Spagnuolo. This is what Kyle Brandt on NFL Network said about the Chiefs' defense. And again, we had just been talking about Sports Illustrated. 6 of the 10 writers picked the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl multiple times in the next 5 years. Here's Kyle Brandt about the Chiefs' defense.
D. Ford showed up this year, though. Big time. Deserves to get paid.
Every person around the NFL, every fan should care about this, because I think that the Chiefs' defense will dictate the entire AFC next year. It's one of the most important groups in all of football is Chiefs' D. Show up and be decent, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Show them be decent, get a Super Bowl. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Forget about D. Ford, man. It's about the Chiefs' defense turning the page, which I think they can. Can you imagine if the Chiefs all of a sudden, and I'm not asking for much, I'm not asking for a top 10 defense, but can you imagine if they could be? Can you imagine if you didn't ask Patrick Mahomes to be 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns and to carry the whole team on his back like he was asked to? He was asked to do what he did at Texas Tech and that score every single time he was on the football field. Can you imagine a team that could play a little defense, run the ball a little bit, have Patrick Mahomes come out there and make his magic passes? I'm good with 4,000 yards passing and 35 touchdowns from Pat Mahomes, because I believe this kid's got it. I believe he's the kid you want with 2 minutes remaining in a game.
Man, they don't even have to be a top 10 defense. I'm asking for top half. Hell, give me top 20. If we can be a top 20 defense, I think that would be good enough to take us to the Super Bowl.
Chiefs,
no doubt.
Chiefs with the Saints defense last year go undefeated throughout the regular season. And that's not a pie in the sky notion. They only lost by 14 points to playoff teams through the regular season. And that's including playing total. The Patriots and the Rams. Total.
Total.
They would lose by a field goal. The Seahawks game was the, quote, biggest blowout, and the Chiefs were in that game with the chance to win that game. I have no doubt in my mind that is a perfect spot for Spags to come to. Because right now, there's nowhere to go but up. That's the thing. That's like Les Miles of Kansas. There's no place to go but up. And that's a comforting feeling when you don't have that pressure. Now, again, Patrick Mahomes, and I don't know what his role in all this was, but as a locker room leader, clearly, when you judge by some of the Chiefs' social media accounts, they were glad Bob Sutton was gone. And as Patrick Mahomes being the team leader, did he have anything to do with it? Because right now, I look at that hierarchy at Arrowhead Stadium of Clark Hunt, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Brett Veach. That's my top four who I think have power out there. Yes, I have Mahomes ahead of Veach.
When does Mahomes get put ahead of old Andy? Was the question.
Andy rules out there with the iron fist, but I have said he's the only one that can knock on Andy's door and go in without an appointment. Now, I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. But seriously, hey, Coach, I need to talk to you. Like Peyton Manning went to the Broncos and said, give me Aqib Talib, give me DeMarcus Ware, give me TJ Ward. I'll take less money. Give me a defense so I can win another ring.
Yeah,
like Mahomes got that power now that he's MVP. Mahomes is on a billboard in Kansas City. He's got his own website now where he's selling a ton of stuff. He's playing basketball and will probably continue to play
not
basketball.
Anymore, he's not.
Well, that's
not,
what they said.
Not anymore, he's not.
He's got an Instagram story out now where he's playing basketball. It's Mahomes put it up. It's his way of hooping now is the online video game. And his player he created is named Andy Reid.
It's much better. I mean, I think they'll be okay with that. Real life basketball, he might as well retire.
Richard Sherman commented on Twitter, you can't stop him.
Oh, you could stop him. Put that bad boy in his contract. He gets that $200 million. You're going to walk around in a bubble.
Well, they called his agent. They called Lee Steinberg. I'm trying to get Lee Steinberg back on the show. He's been on a couple times. I wonder how that contract went. I wonder exactly what the language of that is. Richard Sherman says guys play basketball. It's what they do in the offseason. Stay in shape.
Yeah, but those guys aren't Patrick Mahomes and the complete future of the franchise. The difference there.
But Veach basically said they're able to kind of stop that. Stop him from doing it. You don't want him on a motorcycle and you don't want him playing basketball. Those moves were sick, though.
Water skiing, polo. And he's
out there on a court with a bunch of guys that are hacks, man. He's out on the court with guys like me and you, man. What if somebody wants to play that Thursday night hero and destroy Patrick Mahomes?
I mean, what if he runs into a belly like yours, Bink? What the hell is he going
to
do?
You stop it right now with that.
I'm sorry.
Now, Mahomes' contract, according to the Star, does not explicitly prohibit him from playing basketball. But it is in the language. I've seen the contract. It is in the language, basketball, water skiing, those type of things. Jason Pierre-Paul rule, too. Don't like fireworks.
That's just a low blow.
No, I'm just saying.
It's a low blow.
But you know that's in contracts now, probably. You know that's probably in there. Because fireworks
fingers,
has been
yeah.
in. Because you didn't think about that if you're an NFL team, and now you're going, mine. We got to add fireworks. It's like Jeff Kent that once hurt himself. He was like washing his monster truck and fell off of it.
Hell, you could be Salvi carrying up
luggage
upstairs.
Kevin Apier once got hurt with the Royals. He fell down some stairs carrying stuff at a baby shower. Wasn't it Derek Holland that tripped over his dog leash for the Rangers and got hurt? Bizarre sports injuries. They do happen.
It happened.
Sully Matias was hurt with luggage as well. The Royals prospect down in Lexington.
I mean,
it was like the cargo door, the thing. He didn't play towards the end of the season. Didn't even play through the playoffs. It was like a luggage accident like Salvi's.
They're just going to have to hire somebody to carry around his luggage at all times.
We talked to Kent Swanson, arrowheadpride.com. He's my Mahomes expert, but we got to talk NFL draft. We do that with Kent Swanson next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.